Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Zuhören means to listen to. Zuhören. We have also the verb hören, to listen. Zuhören is to listen to. For example, to listen to someone. You remember, zu is a dative preposition. So zuhören is also a dative verb that requires dative articles and endings. How would you say, for example, I listen to you? Ich höre dir zu. How would you say, I listen to him? Ich höre ihm zu. How would you say, I listen to you guys? Ich höre euch zu. So you see, we need the dative pronouns because it's a dative verb. It triggers the dative endings, articles, and pronouns. How would you say, I listen to the woman? Ich höre der Frau zu. How would you say, I listen to the man? Ich höre dem Mann zu. How would you say, I don't listen to you? Ich höre dir nicht zu. How would you say, in the past, I haven't listened to you? Ich habe dir nicht zugehört. Zugehört is the participle. You see, the G slips in between, because it's a separate verb. Ich habe dir nicht zugehört. How would you say, I haven't listened to you, sir? Ich habe Ihnen nicht zugehört. You remember, Ihnen is to you, sir. Ich habe Ihnen nicht zugehört. How would you say, why haven't you listened to me? Warum hast du mir nicht zugehört? How would you say, why haven't you listened to her? Warum hast du ihr nicht zugehört? How would you say, why haven't you listened to him? Warum hast du ihm nicht zugehört? How would you say, why haven't you, sir, listened to her? Warum haben Sie ihr nicht zugehört? How would you say, I had no time, that's why I haven't listened to her? Ich hatte keine Zeit, deshalb habe ich ihr nicht zugehört. You remember, deshalb, that's why. Deshalb habe ich ihr nicht zugehört. And keep in mind the word order, deshalb habe ich. So deshalb, and then you follow up with the verb at the second position. Deshalb habe ich ihr nicht zugehört. How would you say, I had no time, that's why I haven't listened to the woman? Ich hatte keine Zeit, deshalb habe ich der Frau nicht zugehört. Deshalb habe ich der Frau nicht zugehört. And you remember, the participle, the second part of the verb, is kicked to the end. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb beantworten. To answer. Beantworten. To answer. Like to answer a question. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.